Branding yourself as a podcast host could be seen as selling yourself short. You are a show host. You are a journalist who is representing a media company. And no matter how big your reach is, in addition to your podcast, that is just one element of your online community.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, it's Adam Adams. And generally, as you may have gotten accustomed to, any even-numbered episode is supposed to be me alone pouring into you and your business. However, I did so many different interviews with so many really, really good people that on this episode today, even though this would typically just be me pouring into your business, me just sharing something short, like 5, 10, 20 minutes, where I poured into you and your podcast and growing your brand and really getting you in front of everybody, I'm going to do that today with an interview. So let's get right into it. Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. If you didn't check out our episode with Noah, I would recommend you go and check it out. It was all about the 50,000 downloads monthly that he was able to get with his very first podcast. He has another podcast now called Profit with Podcasting. And that's a little bit about what we're talking about today, is profiting with podcast. And we're doing that through sponsorship. If you want Noah's bio, just scroll down. It's already in the show notes. If you want his website to connect with him, already in the show notes. If you want to be able to go to Profit with Podcasting, that link also is in the show notes. So Noah, let's talk about sponsorship. We all want to profit with podcasting. So how do we actually do that? I want to start here. Most people say these things, Noah. I hear this all the time. And in fact, I was talking to a client literally this morning at 8:30 my time. We had a call and she has 19,000 downloads per month. And she reached out to me last week and saying, Adam, we're spending so much money marketing the podcast, editing the podcast, publishing the podcast. We're spending so much money with your team, with consulting, and we want to make money. Do you think we could possibly start getting there? Because we were told that we had to have, I think she said, 30,000 downloads either per month or per episode before we could even start thinking about that. And I was angry and I was like, you can easily profit. You can profit now. Let's have a call. So we did that this morning and it was difficult getting her to believe that her 19,000 monthly downloads would allow her to make the amount of money that I said she could make. Anywhere from a minimum of $2,000 a month to $12,000 a month in my experience with my other clients. So I want you to give us the ins and outs. And are there really numbers? Like you have to have at least, quote, 3,000 downloads a month to even think, or 30,000 downloads a month to even think. Noah Tetzner, jump in.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad you shared that story, Adam, because it's such a great story. And obviously, you're absolutely right. Here's the first thing that people need to remember with regard to podcast sponsorships. If anybody tells you there's an industry standard, run far away. There is no industry standard with regard to podcast advertising. And if you think there is and you're seeing information about it, then you should simply ignore it. Podcasting is still a very new industry. It's in its infancy in many ways. And people are trying to figure things out. And ultimately, how you're going to be able to make the most money off your podcast is by reframing your mindset about your show. And I'll get into that in just a few seconds here. So for those of you who listened to our last episode, you'll know that I hosted a podcast called The History of Vikings that was getting 50,000 downloads a month. And I'm just going to read to you an email that I sent, if you don't mind, Adam, to a prospective sponsor. So it goes a little something like this, and I hope everyone listening really pay attention to this. Feel free to draw inspiration from this message. It's worked well for me. Hello, insert prospect's name. My name is Noah Tetzner. I'm a historian, show host, and founder of The History of Vikings, a media company curating scholarly discussions about the history of medieval Scandinavia. The History of Vikings has an extensive reach of 50K podcast listeners a month, 13K followers on Twitter, and 6.5K subscribers on YouTube. Our company was recently featured in History.com and The Independent UK. I'm writing you today as I'd love to advertise your company through HOV. Think it'd be an excellent fit because of the obvious relation to history. My audience is your target market, as it's entirely composed of curious history buffs passionate about the past. I'd love to discuss a sponsorship partnership with your company. I'm a huge fan myself. If it would be of interest, perhaps we could chat sometime this week. So that is the sponsorship message that I have used to connect with companies. And there are people who have done messages totally different, I'm sure, that have been successful. But here are the key pieces that I want people listening to pick up on in that email. You are not a podcast host. Everybody hosts a podcast these days. So when you reach out to a potential sponsor, branding yourself as a podcast host could be seen as cheapening yourself or selling yourself short. You are a show host. You are a journalist who is representing a media company. And no matter how big your reach is, in addition to your podcast, that is just one element of your online community, your social following, your mailing list, your YouTube subscriber count. Always offer your sponsorship deals in packages, whereas people are getting podcast sponsorship, but then also sponsorship to your website, maybe web banners and different things like that. So really you have to, I think the first step, Adam, is reframing how you think of yourself as a podcaster.
I love this. So you're not a podcast host, you're a journalist / media company. And whenever you're reaching out to somebody to be a sponsor of what it is you're doing, you want to have packages that are inclusive of some of the other things, like perhaps the YouTube or some of the social media followings that are a little bit bigger, or blog, or whatever it is, whatever assets you have on top of just your podcast itself. You're now a journalist or a media company, not just a podcast host. I really like that. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
So here's my notes so far. I've got three things. First, ignore anyone who says that there is an industry standard, because this industry is still in its infant stages. So yes, they're wrong, and listen to me and Noah today. The second one is that your mindset has to change. Like, your own personal mindset internally needs to be able to open your mind to, you've heard, oh, you can only get $10 per CPM or $35 per CPM. Or $60 max, maybe they say for CPM. And, oh, I've only got 1,000 listeners. So, no, I've only got 100 downloads per episode. So I can only make 6 cents an episode. Based on your math, I'm totally screwed. I can only make 6 cents per episode because I've only got like 100 downloads per episode. So stop thinking about that. Open up your mind. And now we talk about the third thing, the outreach of how to contact people. What I'm wondering now is there a template that you have that you use of a sponsorship sheet, like a white page, like a little sheet that spells out the types of packages you have? For example, you mentioned that you've got to have packages that introduce the holistic, what they're sponsoring and being a part of, not just a podcast. So is that written down, and how do we get it?
Yeah, absolutely. So in my case, what I do is I've developed all of my package offerings myself, and I sort of have a few core ones that I offer to potential sponsors. But with each sponsor that I connect with, I will edit the packages accordingly. For example, one of the sponsors I was in touch with, they are the developers of various like mobile phone online games. So 90% of my audience for the History of Vikings consumes their podcasts via a mobile device. So I really made sure to highlight different podcast sponsorships in that offering, pre-rolls, mid-rolls, post-rolls, integrative, like interviewing representatives of those companies, because I really wanted to make sure that I knew that like a banner on my website, for example, wouldn't probably be of interest to that company. They're a mobile game. I really wanted to quote the potential kinds of reach I could give them through people consuming content via their mobile devices on the podcast.
It reminds me of a couple of games that I play with my family. I think one of them is called Apples to Apples, and I think the other one is, I'm blanking on it, it's black and white, and it's like human is Cards for Humanity.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yes. Against Humanity. Yes, Cards Against Humanity. So these two card games are fun, they're enjoyable, but you don't win by necessarily having the best card.
Right.
With what you're saying, you don't just have like a legit package, you play to the player.
Exactly.
So for when I'm playing like Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity, I'm thinking, oh, this person really loves Porsche. This person really loves Ford. This person is a podcaster. Right. They're going to freak if I put podcaster the best. So I like wait sometimes and hold some of my cards close to my chest. And when it's time to strike and play to the player, I'll put the best card for that person. And that's what you're doing with your sponsorship package. You have a little template. It's worked. It's proven. But you think to yourself, is this person going to react because of this value, or are they going to like something else? And you take the time and effort to just tweak it a little bit and then send it to that one person. I think that is a huge takeaway. Are there any other things, and I'm sure there are, that you can share in the next 2 minutes about us getting sponsors for our show so that we can start to finally monetize and not have our podcast cost us money?
Absolutely. So this is really basic, but I guarantee that a lot of people listening probably aren't thinking about this. And I say that because I made this mistake when I first started. So when you're contacting prospective companies that could sponsor your show, you have to make sure you're connecting with the right people. Don't just send an email to info@insertcompany'sname or sales@insertcompany'sname. Find out who the decision makers are within these companies. So 9 times out of 10, that's going to be marketing departments. So find out who the VP of marketing is. Find out who the director of marketing is. If not them, find out who the business development coordinator or even the CEO is and get their direct email address. Rocketreach.co is a tool that I've used and paid. I think I paid like $50 a month for it. It's a great way to source some of those direct email addresses. Not sure if LinkedIn Sales Navigator still gives you people's emails. If you're following them on social media, you can send them a direct message and say, hey, would you like to chat? And once you've engaged that person directly, here's what I, and people would argue with me on this, but this is just my own experience. Do not send them an email with your sponsorship proposal attached, listing all of your prices. Do not do that. Your first step is to get them on the phone so that they can see you're a human being and you can talk things through. They're buying a sponsorship from a human being, not just a faceless company. So before you talk about price, get them on the phone. And if they ask for your price, give it to them on the phone. Don't just afterwards send it in a proposal. So those are just two tips that I found that work well.
So I have 6 main takeaways from our call so far. First, ignore all the naysayers that say that they know what an industry standard is because this is a new industry. Second, open up your mind. Third, the outreach emails. Fourth, making sure that you're getting in touch with the decision maker, and we'll put a rocketreach.co in the show notes for you if you're listening. Fifth, play to the player, like apples to apples.
Yep.
Sixth, get them on the flipping phone. Like, don't give them too much information right up front. The purpose of the one thing is to get them to do the next thing. Don't give it all out. Don't hang your dirty laundry out for everybody to see. Just get the phone call. That's your goal. The goal is the phone call. And I think my takeaway is that it's much easier to start to think about somebody, to trust somebody when you're right in front of them having a phone call. Like anybody that I'm not talking to is already suspicious.
Yes.
Anyone that they're just promoting themselves and giving me all their links and their downloads that I need to check out because they're the best person in the entire world, I already don't trust them. But when I'm sitting down with them face to face or on a phone call or a Zoom call, it allows me personally to be able to trust them more. And when I trust them more, I'll say, hey, I want to work with this person. And it gives a higher probability for them to actually do business with you. So chill the F out, slow down a little bit, just get them on the phone. That's the only purpose. So a lot of good takeaways. Noah, I will make sure that last episode that you were on is linked up in the show notes and the next one that's coming out next week as well. I've had a lot of fun with you. I'm going to let you go. Talk to you soon. Bye, brother.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.